Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Shin Chaf Aleph was just started, and that deals with a number of halachos. We're going to talk about salting today, salting vegetables. It still is the day of my mother's yard site. Aleha Shalom, Chana Bas Meir Avram, may our learning be an ilui for her holy neshama. Sif Gimel, we start at the very top line. Osu Limlo Chatichos Tznon. Arba o chomish biyachad. A person is forbidden on Shabbos to go and salt, cut up pieces of radish, four or five of them at a time, bipnei shenira kikovish kivoshim, because it looks over here like he's pickling the vegetables. And what's the problem with that? The Mechaber tells us, va'kovish, if you pickle vegetables, also bipnei shu kimavashel. It is equivalent to cooking, even though there's no heat involved. Pickling vegetables on Shabbos is also forbidden, just like cooking vegetables on Shabbos is forbidden. We have a famous rule, kovush kimavushul dami, that pickling something is similar to cooking something. What should you do? Ela mitabel kol achas levada viochla. You should just dip each radish in separately into the salt and then eat it one at a time. But with eggs, as we'll see why, there is no problem, and you can salt many eggs at the same time. Now, let's better understand this. The Mishneh Berurah starts in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. It's known. He says this is a din with the radish that the Mechaber told us. But he says, v'uhadin, the same halacha applies, kol davar shetzarach melicha, with any other type of vegetable that requires salting. For example, kigon betzalim, onions, veshumim, garlic, v'ugerkis. These ugerkis are essentially melafophonim, which are probably gherkins or some sort of a pickle over here, chayin, that are raw, that they haven't been pickled yet. And indeed, the Mishneh Berurah says, ubehedja kosav harambam tznon v'chayotzibo. The Rambam actually wrote radishes or things like radishes. But he brings that name of the Prima Godin, that's something which normally is not pickled, and there is no concern over here to go and salt a lot of them at the same time. Now, Dershu foot number 17 brings down, but to go and return the pickles back to the pickle juice that they were pickled before Shabbos, now you take out some and you want to put the rest back, so Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says that that's perfectly allowed. We don't say that there's kvisha achar kvisha. We don't say that. It's not like bishul achar bishul. V'lo matzino shasru chazal lasos kein, mishum shenira kikovish. We don't find anywhere the chazal made a gzer over here. It looks like you're pickling them. Veino kedavar mivushal. It's not like bishul, which the chazal were concerned that if somebody sees you re-cooking something, they're going to think you're cooking it for the first time. Likewise, if you have a salted fish, so the Minchas Shabbos brings down, mutol litno b'chometz kedei lashbiach es taimo. You're allowed to go put it into vinegar in order to make it taste better. Shekivin shu kvar kovish, it was already pickled. En kvisha achat kvisha, there is no concern over here of re-pickling it again. Why weren't the rabbis concerned over here that it looks like you're pickling for the first time? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, because that's not the normal way that it's done, to take a salted fish and put it into vinegar. What about something that is fully cooked? Can you put that into a pickling solution? So the Ksos HaShulchan says, also lechav shel b'Shabbos, even though it's been cooked, there is kibush achar bishul. Shem sheish bishul achar afiyah, just like there's cooking after baking, kach yesh kivisha achar bishul. So too, there is a concern of pickling after something that's already been cooked. Sha'arei pu'ulas hakvisha, because the act of pickling it is different than the act of cooking it. And he adds, mashma mimasha kozav shulchan aruch lahalan, we're going to learn mitzvah shem in tomorrow's shir, also limloach pulim v'adashim nishpashlu b'kiposam, you're not allowed to go and salt these beans and lentils that were cooked already inside their shells. So the Mishneh Berurah over there is going to explain shamalicha mo'ilalem, that the salting it after it's been cooked improves it. The next shavadar kikavisha v'ibud, and therefore it is considered over here like pickling and tanning, which is usur. The issue foot number 18 brings down, what about vegetables that it's normally not the normal way to go and pickle them when they're cut up? For example, agvanios, tomatoes, umalafonim, and pickles. So he says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shemutu lemolchem bofen zeh. This you can go and salt because it's not the way it's normally done. And this is also the opinion of Ayasha Zatzal. Although he qualifies it, he says you can do it a little bit in order to give them some taste. And he says, likewise, yirok u'shein aderech l'chovshom kishem kvar b'shelim. He says, if it's not normal to go pickle these things after they've been cooked, so Rav Yashav also says, mutar l'molchom b'ofen zeh, you're also allowed to salt them in this situation. He does say, ach rak ma'at kidei litin b'em tam. Again, just a little bit to give it some taste. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz still says that it's osur. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yud Dalet says that you're not allowed to take four or five of them and salt them all at once. when each one is by itself, then there is no concern over here that you're pickling something. And it doesn't look like you're tanning them over here as well, so there's no concern that somebody's going to think you're doing tanning over here. But when you do all of them together, even though you're intending to eat them one right after the other, and not to leave them in their salt over here, until they become less bitter, that the salt withdraws or pulls out the bitterness from them. Nevertheless, even if your intention is to eat them, but you're doing four or five at the same time, gamkin osur, that is forbidden. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, if it's a type of food that you don't eat one at a time, for example, you have beans or you have lentils, you eat a whole scoop full of them. It could be 20 of them in there. So the Ksosa Shulchan says, ein tzarich lemolchem echad echad. You don't have to go and salt each lentil by itself. Yechol lemolchem yachad koloche, eino moleach yosem imash enog lecho bevasachas. As long as you're having one meal's worth, or for the people at the table, one meal's worth for all of them, so then you'd be allowed to go salt them, not one by one, but in a group. Because that's the normal way that we eat them, and it doesn't look like it's ibud, it looks like derek achila. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim. The issue foot number 20 brings down, if somebody by accident did salt these pieces of radish, and he only remembers afterwards, in this situation, the Ksos HaShulchan says, quickly put oil on it, and that will ruin, so to say, the salting of it, and therefore there's no concern that you're salting it. And he adds, Sha'af im nizkar li'acha shenigmur apul asamelech, even if it's after you've totally salted all of them, it is not osur, you would still be allowed to eat it, because you were over on Shogeg over here, on an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to get Hanoah from it, even that very Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues, if you're salting them even one by one, but you let them sit there for a while, so all the bitterness is pulled out from them, so then, even when you're doing just one radish over here, a piece of one radish, that's an iser over here. And this is brought down, and likewise, the El-Yerabah says to do this even with one single piece of a radish would be usher, and he brings down for the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Vav b'shem the Bach Gam Kein Denog Al Moshe Lo L'Mochon Klal, that you shouldn't go and do this at all. What should you do? Instead of pouring the salt on the vegetable, Elamatabel Kol Echa B'Melach V'Yochel, go and dip the vegetable into the salt and then eat it. However, the Mishmur says Umin Hagenu, nowadays the Minhag is Shechotchin B'Shabbes Tznon Dak Dak. We do cut up radishes into small pieces. Benosin Oson Bekari, put it on a plate. Umochin Oson, you put the salt on all of them. Veshochin Olochomets, and you can pour vinegar on them. Veochlim Oson, and we're not concerned over here. And he asks, Ulechora Hadam Yizel Habi Chatichos, the Oser Medina Afilu Mochin Miyak. So he says, how come the Minhag is to do this? It should be just like we just said. You can't take four or five radishes and go salt them. And he says it should be also. You should be only allowed to dip one at a time into the salt and not take a whole bunch of them, cut up into small pieces, and put salt on it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Nira, the Kivan, the Ein Menichim, so Klal Hazir, since we eat them right away, we don't let them, so to say, sweat. We don't let the salt pull out the bad bitterness from them. But we pour the vinegar on it and we do all sorts of other things to it and eat it right away. But anybody seeing this is not going to think that this is a part of a tanning process. And certainly, and you put oil on it, which weakens the salt. Nobody's going to think that you're pickling or tanning over here. And in some places they make a salad, a lettuce salad. And they salt the lettuce by itself, tchila, beginning. And they let it sit for a while. And then afterwards, the salt and the water that are dripping down from the lettuce, the water, the excess water, they go and strain out. And then they put it all together with olive oil and vinegar. He says, that is not allowed. That is very much like tanning, and that would be an Issa Gomer. Because he's waiting there for the salad over here to really absorb the salt well and pull out all the water, so that certainly is an Issa. The issue footnote number 22 tells us that even though it's also to put vinegar on these vegetables, and because it looks like pickling, so Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says, Shekiva Sheinu Nosin Ela Ma'atchom, if you only put a little bit of vinegar, Ein Derech Kivisha B'Kachu Muta, then you'd be allowed to put a little bit of vinegar on your salad over here. Masha Eke Melichas Yerokos, but when you're putting it on vegetables, Sha'asura Afilu B'Nisinas Mat Melech, even a little bit is Osir, he says you should go dip the vegetable into the salt rather than putting on salt on the vegetable. What's the heter for allowing you to put salt on, and then as long as you're putting on right afterwards the vinegar, that's allowed? So he brings down from the Shelo Tshuvas, Or Lutzion Zatzal, Shachomets Medvatel Es Koach HaMelach, because the vinegar that you're putting on will negate the salt, and therefore it has the same halachic status as if you put oil on it. And this is also the opinion of Nissan Karolit Shlita. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav says that the problem with putting the salt on a whole bunch of them is it appears like you're doing pickling. Zehat tam hu mei Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says that this reason that the Mechaber gave us is from the Rambam. But Rashi no san tam, Rashi gives a different reason. Shayidei ha-melach miskashim, because by putting on the salt, these harden, and this is called a tikkun. They have a tikkun v'domi l'mabe. You're improving it, and therefore it's like tanning over here. In the issue footnote 24, he brings down from the Sefer Shabbos that the Shulchan Aruch here brings down the Rambam, and elsewhere the Shulchan Aruch brings down the opinion of Rashi, and he says he's not sure why. He then has a discussion, are you allowed to do sugar instead of salt? And this is totally on a machlokis, whether salt and sugar both accomplish the same things, for example, in terms of salting meat to get out the blood. Some suggest that you can also do sugar on the meat to get out the blood. So he says this is totally in that machlokis as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of Ataz, the Mitama Shulchan Aruch, based upon the reason that Shulchan Aruch brought down from the Rambam that it looks like pickling, Yesh Lilmod de Osu Lishpoch Yayin Ushar Mashkin Lichli, therefore, based upon that, it would be forbidden to pour wine or other beverages into a Kli, Sheyesh Bo Chometz, it has vinegar in it. Kadesha Gamzeye Chometz, because you're now making, so to say, more vinegar. And Doma Lakovish Kavashim, and this looks like you're pickling. Because by pouring in a little bit of wine, it's going to get soured from the vinegar that's already there, and as if you're making a whole big container over here of vinegar. He brings down then the Yad Aron, the Osim Yishum de Mechsekov de Dechol, Ayin Sham. He brings a different reason that it looks like you're doing weekday work by making such a large amount. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and he says, "V'mos is os kidei lahachlish koach hachomes bovad." But if you're doing this to weaken the vinegar, then pasha deshari likuliyama. Then everybody would say that this is not a problem. Finally, v'litain ugerkus, to take these pickles that are chayin, that are raw, haven't been pickled yet. V'socha kvushim sheis chamis gamkein, to put the cucumbers into a pickling sauce that they should turn into pickles. Pasha deshari likuliyama. Everybody would say that that is absolutely forbidden. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin explains the reason why the Mechaber said that you're not allowed to do any of this is because it looks like bishul. It's kovesh, looks like it's kimavashal, kovesh kimavashal. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Aval gad devade ein bo chiyav. This is not a nisa daraisa, she'eno to let it soar, because you're not using any fire over here, so you can't really say it's bishul. Nevertheless, on a rabbanon level, it is comparable. Mikol mokum osu midrabban. So the Mechaber said, what you should do is take one and salt it, or as we saw some of the achronim bring down, you should preferably dip the vegetable into the salt. And then you can eat it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Zayin explains, take it, it means right away. But it doesn't mean literally right away. V'lav davka, take it, mamish, you don't have to eat it the second after you dip it in the salt. Ella, shom weftis, you shouldn't do this well in advance, but you're allowed to dip it and then eat it a few seconds later. In this way, it won't extract a lot of the water from this, and that would be a problem of pickling. And he brings down the name of the Taz. Then finally, the Mechaber had said that eggs, you are allowed to salt a lot of them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yudches, because nobody pickles eggs. And likewise, even if you try to pickle the eggs, it's not going to work so well. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, the same thing applies to potatoes that are cooked, a baked potato, or an avocado. So Rav Nissan Karolit Shlita says, Dino kimelichas beitzim, there is no problem with salting a bunch of them at the same time. That's not the normal way that you would pickle such foods. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yesh mi shekosav shemuto litbol kamo chatichos tznon achas achas levada. There is an opinion that's brought down over here in the name of Trumas Hadeshen, the name of the Ar Zarua, and it's also Mash from the Yerushalmi, this lenient opinion. Yesh mi shekosav, there is this opinion over here that you're allowed to go and dip pieces of tznon one at a time into the salt. Ulanichem yachad lefonav kidei lochem. So you can do one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, and put them all together on your plate. You don't have to eat each one after the other, but you have to eat them miyad zu achar zu, one after the other, but you can do a whole bunch of them at one time. So again, the caveat over here is that you're dipping one at a time into the salt or putting the salt on each one individually, but you can do one after the other. So you have 10 over here, and then you're going to eat all 10, one after the other. That's allowed, with several additional caveats that the Mishnah Berurah will now bring down. So if you look inside Sifkot and your test, he says, "Debazeh einira kekovish kevashim." By doing one at a time, it doesn't look like you're pickling, because that's not the normal way that it's done. And that which the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber said, "Umasha kosav lanicham yachad lefonav," that you're allowed to put them all in front of him before you eat them. Hainu shiu muchonim lefonav lechol, so you can put them on your plate. Have 10 of these radishes on your plate. That's not a problem. However, even in this situation, avo yizor shlo yu nogo zubazu, you can't have them touching each other. I'm assuming the reason is because they'll be able to then work more like pickling when you have all of them together in this fashion. either will actually bring out the mariris like we talked about, or that maybe just looks like pickling, I'm not sure. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav says, then you can eat them one after the other. Hainu shelo yisho some zman aroch. You're not allowed to leave them there in this salted state for a long period of time. Afilu bo suda atzma, even though you can eat them at the end of the meal. So you shouldn't do it at the beginning of the meal. So kigom mitchila suda atzofa. Don't let it sit there for the entire meal from the beginning to the end, because in this way, kidei sheyaziu harbe, it's going to pull out the bitterness, so to say, from it. Shezed dom libun. And that is similar to the tanning process, which would be also in the Rabbanan. But if they're just sitting there for a little bit, so you have them there for the foreshpah, you have them there for some hors d'oeuvre, and then you can have them during the first course as well, that would be allowed. And a little bit is extracted out from it, brought down the name of the Taz, that's not a concern. Now the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, everything that we learned till now, we've only had Mechaber. This is all the opinion of the Mechaber. However, our Minog, Aval haminog shelo lahashos klal b'melach. Our minog is not to go and let it sit at all in the salt. Elamitabo, you dip the radish or the vegetable into the salt, v'ochel b'melach, and you eat it right away. That's brought down in the Achronim, this more machmir opinion than the relatively lenient opinion of the Mechaber. We will just start Sif Hay, but we won't do the Mishnah Berurahs on it, but we'll leave that for tomorrow because that's really most of the Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph Daf. But we'll start the Mechaber today. The Mechaber says, Sif Hay. Also limloach basar mevushal. You're not allowed to go and salt cooked meat, or beitzah mevushalis, or a cooked egg, lahanicha, in order to leave it for a while so that it will have the benefit of the salt doing whatever it's supposed to be doing that looks like pickling over here, so that you're not allowed to do to leave it, lahanicha. However, you are allowed to do this for immediate consumption. The Mishnah Berurah has a lot more to say about this. Yemetz Hashem will leave that for tomorrow. Again, we learned today the Shir Li'ili Nishmas, my mother, whose yard site was today, Chana Bas Meir Avram, it's Hashem, our learning should be a great Eloi for her neshama. Thank you for listening. That concludes today's shir.